that means so much to so many people, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ right here in South Florida. Well, that's our station ID, and it's time for another program here.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Acts chapter 2 and verse 40 says, "And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation." How many know that's the word right there? How many know the Spirit of God is telling us all the time, be saved from this perverse generation? Now, we're not talking, when we talk about the word perverse, we're not talking about people that are just perverted, but in the sense of the word perverse, it actually just means a counterculture. It's not the culture that God has for us. It's a counterculture that is bent on destroying us. I know that word conjures up all kinds of images in our mind when we hear it, but really it just means a counterculture, not what God intended. Come on, somebody, amen. Verse 41, it says, "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." I mean, that was a good day for people getting saved. Verse 42 says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers." Today I want to just talk to you about fellowship. What we did last Sunday. I had a blast, by the way. I had so much fun. From start to finish, man, it was amazing. And I just want to tell you how much I love all of you. Thank you for being a part of that last week. And those of you that weren't here, We want you to know we love you. We're going to do it again and again and again. We're going to have a good time. And out of this expression called Truth Church, we are birthing not just a movement, but a family. A family of believers that wants to fulfill the call of God on their life. Amen? Amen. So what I want to talk to you about is one of the things that I want to talk to you about this morning. And this is something that every individual needs in their life. And it just happens to be one of the things in our life that also gives us the greatest trouble of our life. It's something that we all need, and it's also something that gives us great conflict. Come on, amen? So what do you do when there's something that you have to have, but I'm afraid to engage the thing that I have to have because I always get hurt in trying to get the thing that I have to have? How do I deal with that? I want to talk to you today about relationships, being connected together. Is that all right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit in this house. I thank you, God, for truth delivered to our hearts that brings revelation. Lord, for open eyes, open the eyes of our heart. God calls us to engage you on a new level, to overcome things that have held us back. Lord, I thank you for a new life today, a new revelation today. Lord, where we will encounter more of our destiny in you. I thank you for this house, for the people of destiny that are here today, for the great gift and the great calling on their lives. And Lord, we give it all to you. We live our lives to glorify you. You are Alpha and Omega. And you thought, God, in your heart that we were worth dying for. We give you praise for that. We honor you today with our attention. Give us ears to hear and hearts to receive that truth that you have given to us today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So let's talk about that word relationship. When I say that word relationship, that conjures up all kinds of things in our minds because all of us have an opinion about different relationships that we've had. Come on, amen. That word relationships for some of us is painful. For others of us, it brings great memories of joy. Come on, amen. And this isn't just about marriage. This isn't just about being married to somebody. This is for everybody because relationships affect everyone's life, whether you're single or whether you're married or whether you've been married and not married no more. No matter what your social standing is, no matter how much money you make or the lack of money in your bank account or which side of the tracks you come from, even if you live under the tracks. Come on, amen? It doesn't have anything to do with that. You cannot go through life without relationships. Come on, amen? However, if you don't learn how to manage relationships correctly, then they can either become the greatest source of discouragement and frustration in your life, or they can become the greatest asset of your life, causing you to live the very destiny that God has set before you and really become a thing of joy and fulfillment. How many of you know in the right relationships, it can be very joyful? Come on, man, look at your wife and say, you give me joy, baby. Nah, some of y'all just, those of you that couldn't do it, just look right up here. We're going to get you help today. Praise the Lord. Amen. The truth is everybody in this room this morning has had somebody let them down. Everybody's been hurt. Everybody's been betrayed. It happened. Look at somebody say, it happened to me. Nobody is exempt from being let down or being betrayed or being hurt. Amen. Everybody at some level or another has experienced some type of betrayal through a relationship at some point in their life. Everybody's been hurt. Everybody's been left out. Everybody's been left behind. Everybody has been lied to. I wonder if I got anybody in here that's never been lied to. See, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, amen. We can all stand up and testify today to a relationship where we were hurt, where we were left behind, where we were lied to. So that means that for some people today, talking about relationships may stir up some negative emotions or some negative feelings in our life. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, God created relationships for everybody in this place today. Relationships are a gift from God. Amen? Come on, somebody. Amen? So what kind of relationship do you want? Usually when you ask that question, most people will say, well, I want somebody that makes me laugh. Because life is just so sad. I want to be around somebody that lifts me up. I want to be around somebody that's fun to be around. I want to be around somebody that enjoys doing life. I want to be around people that know how to take it easy, and they don't stress out about everything, and they ain't critical over everything. They just know how to let it go smooth and let it ride, and nothing never shakes them and nothing never rattles them. I mean, we all want to be around people like that because that's who we want to be, and we don't know how to be that. Come on, amen. I want to be free from the drama. Well, you can't have a relationship that's drama free. I help you right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to walk in the room and I want to be happy to see people. And I want people to be happy to see me. How many, that's a good place to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, all those things are great to look for, but listen, none of those things have nothing to do with somebody's character. All that stuff has to do with personality. You can't gauge somebody's character by how fun they are. Come on, amen? And so what happens is we tend to draw in an attraction to people based on if they are like me and I like the way they act, and if they act like me, amen? How many of you know we do the same thing when we're looking for a spouse, or we're looking for a husband, or we're looking for a wife? We do the same thing. I'm looking for somebody that's funny. When I come home from a long day, I want my wife to make me laugh, not make me cry. All the women are like, is he trying to throw me under the bus? No, ladies, because the women want the same thing. They want a husband to come home that's happy to be home. That ain't walking in going, why do I gotta live here? I ain't never gonna get my lucky break. Is that too much truth for us today? Y'all all right? The truth is, it's really what we do when we get, when it comes to a mate, we look for two things. We look for personality and we look for packaging. That's good, Pastor. Come on, when you were young, it was all about personality and packaging. Come on, ladies, he might have a D average in high school, but he ought to see him move on the dance floor. He's hot. Come on now. Praise the Lord. He might have a six pack right now, but you better hear me. In about 50 years, it's going to be a keg. Man, you see her, she looked like a Barbie doll. Woo, she's good looking. Well, give it 50 years, she looked like a Cabbage Patch baby. That is, somebody said, ain't that the truth? Look at her eyes. Well, you better get a good look at them now, because one day you ain't gonna be able to see them. They're gonna be clouded up with cataracts. I'm being real with you. We get old, we get frumpy. Listen, I know you don't believe this, but I used to be skinny and have hair and was good looking. Kim did not marry this. She ain't crazy. There ain't nothing wrong with her. At one time, this looked really good. There has to be something in life more than have you seen his six-pack or have you seen her eyes. Come on, amen. How many know the problem is not only do we do that with friends and not only do that with a spouse, but we do that with people in the church. We judge them. We size them up on their packaging and their personality and never take the time to get to know their character. Huh? Somebody walk in the church and somebody don't smile at them. The first thing you know, well, what in the world is wrong with them? I don't want to have nothing to do with that person. They're sitting over there, I'll sit over here. Well, how do you know she didn't have a little bit of gas this morning? Can't manage a smile. You don't know her character. Is that too much truth? But we make assumptions and we make judgments based on packaging and personality. When God don't do that. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. What kind of a relationships do you build with people in the church? Well, you know, Pastor, I hang out with my kind of people. You know, my kind of people. I want to have things in common with them. Really. Really. Come on, amen. I always say like this. Man, I get up on Sunday morning. Pastor texts me at 7 a.m. like I'm still awake or something. Praise the Lord. Y'all mad at me, ain't you? Y'all don't realize when I'm texting you at 7, I've already been praying for you for 2 hours. So receive it with gladness. Or mute your phone and check it when you wake up. Praise the Lord. But that's what we do. We go, man, I got to go to church. I get what I need when I get in church. And then when I get out of church, I ain't got no time for church people. I got a life. I ain't got no time for all their problems. I ain't got no time for all their stuff. I just go live my life by myself. I come in, pastor. I like to love the worship. The worship at True Church is amazing. It's good. I love the worship. I love the word. I love hugging everybody after the offering. But that is it. Life is wonderful. I ain't got time for nobody. Huh? And then all of a sudden life hits a wall, and what we believe we do to protect ourselves really causes us damage, because in our time of need, we don't know who to share it with because we don't know nobody. And we sit at home and isolate with all of our problems when God put a body of believers in our life to hold our hand and lift us up and encourage us and help us walk through whatever it is we need to get through. Because life was not meant to be lived alone. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. Life was meant to be connected to somebody. Isolation will kill you. And when you are isolated and have to fight battles by yourselves, that's when the devil can come in and deceive you. He'll get you believing everything that ain't true about your life. Listen, I've used this analogy before. It's like watching the Animal Kingdom. I mean, when all the lions, the pack of lions, are watching the herd, who do they go after? The little weakest one that's fallen out of the group. Everybody else is over here, and there's one all by himself, and there's the lion. It's dinner time, baby. All isolated. I mean, that's what the devil does to you when you ain't got nobody in your life. You were not meant to live your life alone. Come on, amen. This is what Peter was talking about on the day of Pentecost. He said, listen, I'm telling you, save yourself from this perverse generation. That means this twisted, this bent way of thinking, this counterculture of God. Don't live the way the world approaches things. I want you to save yourself from it, because if you live by the way this world lives by things, this twisted agenda, you will never become the person that God wants you to be. And you will get isolated in this way of thinking, and it will bring destruction on your life. Come on. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Wow. Yeah, we don't hear that much preached anymore. That was preached in the 60s and the 70s. Everybody grew up in the charismatic Pentecostal movement of the 60s and 70s. I ought to hear you shouting amen right now. Come on, huh? The truth is when most of that stuff was preaching, we heard that stuff and heard the word preach, but we just thought it meant you shouldn't go here, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't have that, you shouldn't do this. I mean, everything would send you to hell when you was a kid. Everything you did would cause you to go to hell. Amen? We taught if it made you grin, then it was a sin. People were raised up under that. And they didn't wear makeup. They wore potato bags down to their ankles. They didn't wear jewelry. They didn't go to movies. They didn't go to football games. Come on, somebody. Because if you was a friend of the world, then you was an enemy of God. Come on, somebody, huh? But that's not what that scripture means. So what does it mean to be a friend of the world? Because if you read this, it looks like God just hates the planet. If you're a friend with anything on the planet, then God just hates it. Come on, how many know that's what it looks like if you take it at face value, amen? And not only does he hate the planet, he hates everything in the planet. Because how many know when you did those things like going to a movie or going to a football game, or because everything back then, back in a long time ago, was a sin. Some of y'all didn't grow up in church. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Who knows what I'm talking about? Raise your hand. Come on, huh? And just for the record, can I just say I thank God for my parents. They didn't raise us that way. Our parents raised us in a Pentecostal church, but they taught us whatever you have a steady diet of will manifest in your life. I grew up knowing that. That whatever Jason puts in, that's what's going to grow in his life. They always gave us the choice. We were pro-choice family. How you like that, Republicans? We were a pro-choice family. My parents said, look, I set before you life and death. In case you don't know what to do, choose life. But it's your choice. Whatever you get a steady diet of, that's what's going to manifest in your life. And you know what? I didn't believe them for a long, 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 long time until I woke up in a jail cell with all kinds of criminal charges and strung out on drugs and didn't know where my life was. Then all of a sudden it dawned on me, hey, maybe mom and dad's right. Maybe I should have been choosing this life thing all along. Because death ain't working out too good for me. No, you ain't going to shout me down, but come on, amen. This is what James was saying. He was saying to have friendship. Everybody say friendship. This is what he was saying. If your affections and your attractions are motivated by the world, it will put you at odds with God. If what you're attracted to, with the affections of your heart, if they are motivated towards the system of this world, it will put you at odds with God. World, everybody say world. The world in the Greek is the world cosmos. Everybody say cosmos. How many know when you go check out at Publix at the checkout line, there's a magazine on the thing that says Cosmopolitan. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's what the world means. That's what that word means. It literally means the order of things. It's how society is trending. It's what's taking place. What's going on? What's current now? What's cool now? What's the style now? That's cosmopolitan. What makes you hip right now? Cosmos, the way of the world. And he's saying if you set your affections on the cosmos and on what the world considers to be right, you are going to be at odds with God, because what the world considers to be right and what God considers to be right are two entirely different things. Because the world's motivated is all about being selfish. What can I do for me? How can I have fun? It's a me, 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 and an I. In the kingdom of God, it's all about everybody else. It's about living the life that is selfless and not selfish. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Our time is, well, it's still good morning. I'm trying to push the day along a little further.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Getting ahead of myself. It's 11:28 here at WCNO. Still morning. And we want to thank Richard, our good friend, calling in from Port St. Lucie with a gift of $144.12.
Wow.
And we're going to be telling you more about that 12 cents a little bit later on. He's talking about the power of 12, the number of government, God's government.
Yes.
12. And anyway, we'll be telling you more about that. But anyway, $144, we're going to add that to our totals. That takes us up to $22,526.12.
Wow.
But we'll tell you more about what Richard's got in mind a little bit later on. We told you, too, that Roberta from Fort Pierce, he called in earlier giving a gift of $40, and we're very grateful and thankful to you for that. Well, we've got about an hour, about an hour and a few seconds, a little over an hour, before we get to our next program. So we've got some good news for you. You know, we had some matching funds this morning. We had three.
Yeah.
David and Cynthia, our good friend Martin, and then we had I'm trying to remember one more, Pat
yeah,
from Port St. Lucie. And so we've got some friends down in Palm Beach County. They want to remain anonymous, And they're going to give a $500 matching funds challenge.
Nice.
Wow.
And we're going to try to do this in the next hour. But I believe with all my heart that we can get this done before noontime. Do you remember watching? Did you watch Westerns when you were a kid?
Oh, yes.